Rashi mechudash meod in Dvarim mechudash meod. Rashi says something very mechudish. See, if we learn this Rashi and Chumash, we'll become Ashirim. Just Rashi and Chumash itself. Rashi has everything. Has Otris, Atumos, and Rashi. So Rashi says. Yes, which pasuk? So Rashi in Perek Beis, Rashi after Hamishi, in pasuk Hay. Pasuk after Hamishi in pasuk Hay. So it says in Rashi, Al tisgaru bum, ki lo etein lachem mi'atzam ad kach rochel, ki yisho leisov nasat nishaseir. So it says in Rashi. There were ten amimin. Es amimin. Again, Avraham Avinu. Es amimin. Shiva lachem. Seven for Klal Yisrael. Vekeni uknizi. Vekeni knizi kadmoni. Hein amun moav v'seir. Now, so those three, amun moav v'seir, were not given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu got seven nations. Three, echad mehem le'esav seir. Vashtayim livnei lot. So Lot got Amon and Moab. Why? Bishar Shalach Ito Limitraim. Lot went to Mitraim with Avraham Avinu. Bishasak Al Mashahoyu Omrim Al Ishto Achosahi Aso Kibno. Fragment says the Chiddush Nerva. And Lot went with Avraham Avinu, and they asked Avraham Avinu who was Sarah, because they wanted to kill Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, Achosahi. Achosihi, she's my sister, not my wife. And Lot was there. Lot knew the MS that Sarah was not his wife, was his wife, not his sister. Lot was Shosak. And Mela Lot Biskar the Shtika of Lot, not saying the MS that Sarah was Ishtona Achoso. So Lot got two nations. Amnon Moab, he got two nations. Aschar for not saying Avraham Avinu was not really the truth, not so the truth, Achoso, not really Achoso. It was Achoso a little bit, not really Achoso, but he, Aschar, not saying Ishto. That's a Pella Otzer. That the Lord knew, if Lord would say Avraham Avinu is not saying so truth, not saying really Lord, Sarah is Ishto Shal Avraham Avinu, and then they would kill Avraham Avinu. They would kill him. They would want to marry Sarah. They would kill Avraham Avinu and take Sarah. And Sarah is the brother of Lot. Lot is the brother of Sarah. Not Damaze. Lot is the brother. And Sarah are very close. Lot is the brother of, they're both children of Haran. So the sky is that the brother of Sarah doesn't say the MS that Abram and Sarah married, and they would kill Abram and take Sarah for a wife, you know, take her for a wife, steal her, that there will be a Ashkosa Atzuma. The Lord said that there will be, he'd be a Rasha Atzuma. I'm telling, and Abram will help Lot. Abram, after Lot, all Lot would have the Avraham, Avinu. He got Usher, became an Usher, everything he became, whatever he got was for was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu helped him there. Nothing without Avraham Avinu is nothing. So if he would say that Avraham Avinu really, Sarah is Ishto Nachot, that would be a Rishus Atzuma, something Rishus, She'en Kemo Ba'olam, killing the husband of his sister, and his sister would have the Inri Godlo be taken to marry a Goy or Arabs, that'll be Hashchasa She'en and Kamosu. But still, he got schar for that. He got schar for not being a Russia. So I think everyone is this. What schar is that? Pshita. The Lord would say the MS and kill his uncle, his friend. Abraham William was married, was the brother-in-law of Lot and his uncle. And Abraham gave Lot everything, whatever he had was Lot. And then his own sister Sarah, take away her husband, make her almana. They'll kill Avram. They'll take Sarah to be a Chevy or live with her. A terrible thing, terrible, terrible. Because that's Lot's car for not saying Ishto. So I think they asked, did they order sperm after that? I don't know what they say now. I think they say because Lo was in Russia. Lo was in Russia. Lo wasn't at Tzaddik. Lo was in Russia. So Lo has a very easy thing here. Avraham Bin was a big usher. He'll get all Avraham's money. He's Yorish, no Yorish. He's a nephew. He'll get everything. Avraham has no children. Avraham has no children. He'll be Yorish, and he's in Russia. So the Fi Rish Uso, he could have done something very, very, just say one thing. No, it's not true. It's Ishto, not Achoso. And be Yorish, Avraham's money. Okay, his sister will be killed. Okay, say, what can we do? His sister will be killed. His sister will be taken for a Chevy. His brother-in-law will be killed. Say it, but he's a Russia. So the Fi Rish Uso, I think this is what they say. I have to say what they say. The Fi Rish Uso, he could have been Marbiach $1 million in 1 second. Said it, Avraham Avinu will die. Said, okay, he'll die, okay. So what?
Would Mitzrayim get that million? Would Mitzrayim get that, not him?
No, because Avraham Avinu lived in Eretz Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim. Only he traveled to Mitzrayim for a rub, but he really lived in Eretz Yisrael. So a Lord would go back to Eretz Yisrael, get all the nechassim, and become rich. Mitzrayim only get when Mitzrayim, but Avraham lived in Eretz Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim, and he had nechassim, a lot of nechassim in Eretz Yisrael. So he could have gone back to Eretz Yisrael, got everything, and go. So I think they say Lefi Rish Uso, he had a big nisayon. And they said, just to say one thing, okay, his brother-in-law will die. I'll be Yorish. I'll become a big usher. I'll have a very good life. Okay, he said, Avraham Avinu will die. So, okay, his sister will become a Chevy and a Shifcha to all the Avra. Okay, he said, but you see, everyone, I think they say, I think this Mishnah Melio, I think it says Mishnah Melio. I haven't seen the Sefer and have respect, but I know that Saint Mishnah Melio, Rav Dessa, says this. Everyone has, on the course, everyone has different level of bechira. Everyone has different nisyonos. People have nisyon lo leino to use the form of Shabbos. People, but that's not our nisyon. That's not our nisyon. Our nisyon is to wake up on Shabbos early, that will. Our nisyon is to learn well, chazal will. People have different nisyonos. Everyone has different levels of bechira, different nekudos of bechira. The famous Mishnah Melio. My son, Hashem help me. I want to have Shabbos. I'm not going to chalila be in chal Shabbos. My son is I should daven well, learn well, help be able to soccer in the orphan, nice, different levels. So, but Lot was a Russia, a big Russia. So Lot, his son was to not say Avraham Avinu is Ishto, not Achos. That was his nisayon. Because Lefi Rish Uso, like people have a nisayon, people don't really have a nisayon to watch Shabbos. No, Hashem, not us, but people who have phones, and the phones day and night, Yom Laila, Chalila have a nisayon, maybe Shabbos, or Chalila, but that isn't our, but Russia has a different level of nisayon. What was the Russia? His level of thing was, he had a big nisayon. I can just say a few words. Say Avraham Avinu is Ishto. So then that's it. Avraham is killed. Anyway, Avraham and Lo weren't so together. Lo was not so firm and to do what Avraham wanted. Lo was in Russia. Whatever he wanted to do, not what Avraham wanted to do. He wanted to come free. He said, "Yefchi Lo be Avraham, Lo be Lokov." The Lord said soon. Yes, I don't want to have room. I don't want to curve. No, that's it. I want my free life of freedom, no mitzvahs, everything do what I want. So Lord had a big nisayon here. And Lord was misgaber on his Yetzirah. And I didn't say Avraham Avinu was Ishto. Zachor was Ishto. And maybe he saved Avraham Avinu. So that was a big scar. I think this is the Mishnah Melio. I don't know now. I can't see it. But I remember that this says this, right? Everyone has a different nekuda bechira. Different nekuda bechira. Everyone has different nishonos in life, different things in life, what he struggles with. Everyone has life different struggles. Do things that some things are easy. Some people say, that's easy. pizza, I'm not going to say Avraham Avinu is Ishto and kill Avraham Avinu for pizza. But for Lot, it wasn't pizza. Everyone has different levels of Nisroel, different Nisroelness. People have different Nisroelness, you know. Matzavim, different, where they came from, everything, all Matzavim in life. So, but for Lot, it was a big Nisroel to not say Ishto. And Lord was misguided on himself and didn't say Ishto. And maybe he got a big schar. He got two nations, Ammon and Moab. He was the big schar, and he didn't say Achoso. I think this says in Mechamelio, everyone has different levels of different Nekrus of Bechira, different Nisyonos, different Bechira. For some people, going davening is Pshita. Some people, no, I can't wake up. Some people, the davening every morning is an Nisyon. I have to wake up, go to shul. They're not used to that, so that's the Nisyon. Everyone, different Nisyonos, some people, Pshita, go davening, come down early, late, that's the Nisyon. Different levels of Nisyon, different Nisyonos. For Lot, it was a big Nisyon. This Nisyon of not saying Avraham Avinu was Ishto and killing Avraham Avinu, being Yorish, everything. No, but he was, Lot was discovered over that, and Mela, he got Ammon and Moab. So the voice, but the Musa is that for everyone, there's different levels of Bechira. Different Bechiras. Keeping Shabbos is Pashut. But, you know, learning Hichel Shabbat, that's a pusher. You know, learning is pusher. Chazring is not pusher. Some people, you can't learn Mechal, can't read. People who have ADHD can't read, can't learn, can't do anything. You know, different Mechira, different Nisyonos. Okay, so Hashem should help everyone to go on his level of Mechira, his level of Nisyon, and the Mizgaber and what he has to Mizgaber on. The Mizgaber and what he has to be Mizgaber on. That's what we should be Omid on.
But it's a tremendous chizuk.
Yeah.
Rabbi, what's the Musar exactly to find out what's your Nisayim?
Yeah, what's your Nisayim? Where's your Bechira? Where Hashem is testing you, in which Indian? People have been tested on people. There are people, Lolenu, who have Nisyonos to not Mishama Shabbos. Big Nisyonos. That's what Hashem helped us that we're not that Baruch Hashem. We have a different Nisyon. Wake up early, daven early, chazer learning. Different Nisyonos. Everyone has different Nisyonos in life, different Bechiras in life, what to do in life. And below, that was a hard Nisyon. So I think it says in Mikta Melio somewhere. After maybe, look, I don't know where it says. It said somewhere. Everyone has different nisyonos, different koshim in life, different nisyonos. People have different nisyonos, maybe nisyonos in life. Something. People have children. Lolino. They aren't so firm. They have nisyon. The people of Lolino children are not so firm. Hashem Yishmor, and they live in the house. They have to be mechaber them. Love them, you know, be with them, help them, make them feel loved, and maybe they'll come back. That's a big Nisayim. Big Nisayim. And the Harbi Nisayim said, everyone has different Koshim, different Nisayim in life. So we have to know what's our Nisayim, what's our Koshim, and what do we have to miss Gabra on. That's what you have to do. Why is it a big Kizuk, Elio? Why is it a big Kizuk?
Is that people feel like, what am I doing? Okay, so I was miskaber on, I see with Bachram. What did I do? I just was miskaber that I didn't, like Rabbi said, keep Shabbos. Okay, that sounds great. But they don't realize that on their level, that's tremendous.
Right. On their level, the person keeps Shabbos and he came from a home that wasn't so showing Shabbos, now he's showing Shabbos. The level is tremendous, right? Tremendous. They keep Shabbos tremendous, right? Tremendous. You know what I mean? Tremendous, right? It's very nifla, right? Everyone has a different level of koshi, level of nisayon, and feel your level of nisayon, your koshi. That's what you have to be miskaber on.
I once heard that that our generation is facing so many nisayonis. So everything we do is great. So maybe it works with the Zvar.
Right. Outdoor has made an awareness. I heard they say the outdoor person to learn Gemara well, it's like P. Ellis, what it meant to learn Gemara well in the doors before us. Because there was pushy. Today it's not pushy. Right. Outdoor is Molin Nishonis and many yonim and many yonim. So outdoor, whatever we do well, is a Maila Atsuma. Because we're mukaf with Nishonis, outdoor, so mukaf Nishonis, that whatever we do well is a big thing. Big thing. Right. Walk down the street. I saying walk in the street and live and learning. Now look at anything. That's what I say. Walk in the street and live and learning. Mishnayos, Sukkamara, not look at anything. That's what I say. That's what I'm not putting to today. Go street, look, walk, go here, and be shamur, not see anything. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
But it's also interesting that his schar was to have he proliferated like ra in the world with his schar. Those two nations were not good. His schar was like that he could do more, bring more bad to the world. It's a little bit confusing. I know good people came, like we have like in the Ani, Rus come out of it. Right, but it's like interesting. Like you would think that like the you want less bad to be in the world, like not more. As a spus, you do something good. You like they say on the more like Hasidic thing. So when you say you do good, you bring down good to the world. Like here, you're saying like
right.
If you tell her scar like from this is like oh he had rust. I get that, but like, to be able to say that this is his like just interesting that was his, you know.
Right. Mean. He worked for the world. Two nations. The one so good. Right. Okay. But it was a scar. I mean, only Morph from Rus came. From Morph came Rus. Rus came. Rus brought Dovah Melach. Something marvelous. No, Dovah Melach came from Rus. Something Moedic. No, Dovah Melach. All told him. All pilgrim came from Rus. Came from Rus. Everything Rus. Okay, so everyone let's see his own Bechira. This the Mr. of it.
Rashi says at the end,
Asta'u Kivnoi.
Talking about Lloyd, Asta'u Kivnoi.
What did you say?
The last word of that Rashi.
Yeah.
It says, Asol Kibino.
No. Asol Kibino, right? It says, Asol Kibino. It says, Dovah Nerva, he made like a child. Since he saved Avram's life, he came like Bino. I mean, he's your, he was only your nephew, not Bino. But since he saved his life, so he came like Bino. Asol Kibino, right? Hish, Mashi, Asol Kibino.
What's that talking about?
About Lot. That Lot, since Lot saved Avram's life, it's called Bino. Asol Kibino, right? Rashi adds on, Asol Kibino. He saved Avram's life. Avram would have died. If Lot would have said, Sir is Ishto, would have killed Avram, and took away sword, then to Miller, he said that he's Avram's life, so it's a Kibino.
Avram is Ishtom.
What again? What?
That like Avram became like Lot's son?
No, Lot became Avram's son. Lot became Avram's son. Since Lot said that Avram's life became like Avram's son, I saw Kibino. He made Lot like Avram's son.
You see, then this also really maybe like a special nakuda that Avram, when he said that, knew that he was there. Did he know that he was a Rasha? Possibly, yeah. And then that was a possibility that he would actually throw him under the bus. and he trusted him, where he said that I believe in you, that you're not going to do this to me.
Very good. That's very nice. You're hitting it with Hasafa and Rashi, right? He trusted him. He knew Lot was there. He knows Lot's in Russia, right? He knows that. And still, very nice. You're hitting it very nice. Very good. Hitting Hasafa and Rashi, very nice. Very nice. Very good. Very good. Guess Hashem should help everyone do his Bechira. Wherever his Bechira is, wherever he has Koshi, to do his Bechira, do what's best for him. And be only on the Koshi, and then Rav Obed said from Rav Tzolak HaKoyim, and he said in the mirror, Rav Tzolak HaKoyim says that everyone has a different Koshi in life, and in the Koshi of life, if you do the Koshi, if you get over it, that's your Hatzlacha. Your Hatzlacha in life is being miskaber and Koshiim. And because in the Koshi lies your Hatzlacha. And the Yetzirah knows what's your Hatzlacha, and it makes Koshi in the Hatzlacha. So your Hatzlacha is totally in being Mis'ale and your Koshi. Because the Yetzirah makes Koshi and thinks that he knows that's your Hatzlacha in any Indian, and that's Mis'gabra, and that Koshi is your Hatzlacha in life. Hear this? More than the result. So your Koshi in life is your Hatzlacha in life.
So, like Rabbi says from Mitzri Maya, like Evan Masu Abonim?
Yeah, Evan Masu Abonim, yeah. Evan Masu Abonim, right. Hoist Rosh Pina, because the difficulties are Rosh Pina, right? Difficulties are Rosh Pina. It's every day in life. Difficulties in whatever Indian, and in the difficulty is Rosh Pina. That difficulty is Rosh Pina. Something more. That difficulty is Rosh Pina. Like people had children that weren't, they left Yiddishkeit, and they were omid. They came with them kesher and everything. They loved them, and the children came back, came from playing Torah. That was the koshi of the parents. Only a child went off for some reason. And the children and the parents acted in the best way. They loved them, helped them, everything. Came back to learn Torah. Came nifla. The parents were only on the koshi. Now they have a child who's been Torah otzim, learning, davening, children, nifla, marriage, nifla married. Okay. Maybe we'll start Chaim. So Chaim, life. So the Pelo Yoritz says the famous Chazal. Haruitze lichyos yomis et atzmo. The Gemara and Talmud. If you want to live, be mimsh yourself. What does that mean? This is so. Person wants to live life, and he has a Yetzer Hara. Let's say he has a Yetzer Hara of something, I don't know, do something not good. So be mimic that Yetzer Hara, and you have life. See, this person wants to live life good in Olam Hazeh, Yomis Atzma B'Olam Hazeh, and there'll be a good life. What we just said. But he wants to live life. Oh, my Zen. Yes, life. It's a hurrah. He wants to go out. He wants to go on to limb. He wants to. He doesn't want to learn. He wants to go on to limb, tour the world, have fun, go to parks and everything. Nice life. That won't be good life. Oh, my Zen. He has to be mamus his Yetzer Hara b'olam hazeh, then he'll have good life b'olam hazeh. This is the crown. The person wants to live yamis es atzmo. See this? The people, see, I think Rav Chaim would say, go to Mechol Ben Yehuda, go to Ben Yehuda, and see that Mechol Ben Yehuda, there are people that they have tables from the morning until night. People that they have money, they don't have to work. They sit on tables all day all night. They speak to each other. They gamble a bit. They eat a bit. They drink a little here and there. That's how their life. They're there from morning to night, sitting on tables in wherever they are, and they're enjoying themselves. You know, sitting and talking. That's not life. That's not life. B'chol. That's sitting on table, and talking and gambling. You know, that's life. That's like very shtrach life. But that's it. They can't. They know life's not that not good life. Got to work, or let's say they don't have that money. So learn a little bit. Learn a little bit. No, it's fine. Life, life's easy. Just enjoy yourself. You know, sit by a table. I think, I don't know if you ever saw that. I think I once passed by Ben Yehuda. I saw there are tables there. You know, in the streets. You know, and people just sit there all day and they drink a little bit. They gamble a little bit. They speak a little bit. You know, they enjoy them. It's good company. You know, they pass the day, days. That's not life for chalal. That's a very shvach life. There's no sipuk in all mazeh. So you want sipuk, you want life on mazeh. Sipuk, you have to be mimsh yourself. Not do what you want. Want to eat all day. People, let's say people who smoke. Okay, people are only maybe they're honest, but let's say people who smoke, they know it's not good. They have to. They know it's not healthy. They know it's not healthy. Everyone knows it's bara yadua. So, but they can't do it. That's their enjoyment, smoking. So then they're not living so well. Not living so well. They're not living so well. And chalila may be sick and not good. So after give yourself misa, stop this tainug of smoking if you can. Hashem should help. And then they'll start living. See, Rav Chaim Shlevitz still told us that he used to smoke. Then he realized it was very dangerous. His shvager passed away, Chaim Zeif Finkel. His wife passed away from the machla, so he saw that that's it. So he stopped. He stopped, and Rabbi Finkel stopped. Many people stopped when he saw it was very dangerous. That's it. And he said from then on, he's alive. He told us. Till then, he's an eved. Cigarette. He must smoke. He's an eved. He's not free. From that day on, he stopped. They're home. He's free. A life of freedom. Freedom is free. Isn't that beautiful? So I heard from me, please, Kutcho, not smoking. Now he's free. His name is this taiva of smoking. It's a big taiva. I never do it. I don't know what it is, but I know what it is. But people tell me it's a taiva atzuma. It brings you clarity. It brings you roga. People are nervous, being stronger. That's what they tell me. I never did it. So it's a big yitzhak horror. It makes you have a life, a little better life. Aroi, you know, roga, clarity. You're nervous. You're not nervous. It makes you white. Somehow it makes you quiet. Whatever it does. So but you have to be mamus. This mamus yourself. Mamus yourself. Something magical. People that they have a yetzirah of stealing. They want to steal. They want yes. And we have Hashem help us. We never have Baruch Hashem, but people steal. They have a little stealing here, a little stealing there, and then that's no nice stealing. That's your can't not live mechal. So you have to take that type away, and be honest. Be honest, and everything. Then don't be done. Then you see what we said before. Everyone has a different koshi in life. You have to mamus that koshi. That koshi be mamus that koshi. Then you have a good life.
Maybe I once heard that if you don't know what you're willing to die for, you're not really living.
Right. What does that mean? Like, what's the beer? What's the beer that is?
That there has to be something in life that you're killing yourself over, and that's called life.
Right. That is the issue, right? That's the issue. Something in life you're killing yourself over, and that's called life, right? Right. That is life. Right. That says, this issue says in Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says in the Mechtav, Mr. Gimel, that it says Ein Torah Miskayim Memes Atzmon Lecha. Yes, Memes Atzmon Lecha, says the Gemara. Memes Atzmon, what's that? Memes Atzmon, not to die. Means the name is your Taibis, your Atzlus, your Gaiva. Name is your Atzlus in all the Milos roles. That's called Name is Atzlus. It says Ole Chazanish in the Mechtav. Name is your Taibis, your Gaiva Atzlus. Then that's life. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says it. It says the Gemara. Name is Atzlus means the name is your Taiva. That's called Memes Atzmah. Mem is your Taiva. That's called Memes Atzmah. Right? Taiva, Midos Ross. Right? Very good. So we have to be misgaber on ourselves. The Chazil learning is very, very hard. Chazil learning is very shvir. Chazil learning, Chazil again and again, I can't do it. People, the Gdol Yador, the Chazil learning, they know Radov knows all of Shas. How? He has it Shas many times. How did he do it? He was Misgabri and the Koshi of not the Chazit, Misgabri and the Koshi, Misgabri and the Koshi, and did it. That's it. Okay. I have to do a Shabbos. We're holding now Shabbos now. So yesterday we had two big Koshim in the Gemara. Right, I tried to be also today.